Prologue. Cartland, 1975. There was no colour in this place. The white walls bled into themselves and the ceiling met the floor, suffocating Dorothy trapped in between. She ran her finger along the side of the bed, picking off the white paint from the metal frame, letting the sharp flecks embed themselves under her fingernails, enjoying seeing the blood-red bruise spider outwards. At first, she tried to keep the date in her head by the number of days that had passed, counting them out by the daylight shining through the tiny, opaque window behind the metal grid. But she had no way of knowing how long she'd been awake or how long she had slept. And like the white walls, the days and nights bled into themselves and became just one long stretch in purgatory. The small metal shutter on the door slid open, and Dorothy felt the now familiar sickness rise in her stomach. A fat face filled the hole. "See that mad cow that choked up her husband? That crazy bitch that drowned her own Wayne?" That was what they said outside her door when they thought she couldn't hear. Or maybe they knew she could hear, and that was why they said it. "Oi, you awake?" Dorothy lifted her eyes to the door but didn't answer. "Oi, are you fucking deaf or what? I asked if you were awake." She still didn't answer, and Fat Face opened the door. "Watch her, she's bloody mental." A woman shot Fat Face a look.
"Please close the door and leave us alone, will you?"
She walked over to Dorothy.
"May I?"
She gestured to the empty stool. It seemed like a long time since anyone had been nice to her, offered her the common courtesies afforded to decent folk.
"I'm Dr. Skelton. Can I speak with you for a few moments?"
Dorothy nodded her head and Dr. Skelton sat down. Dorothy took in her good leather shoes and dark tan nylons. She wasn't wearing any jewellery, but her nails were perfect little pink shells. Underneath her white coat, she wore a dark camel.